Welcome to the I Love Recruiting Podcast with your host, Adam Roach.
Welcome back, I Love Recruiting Podcast listeners. This is your host, Adam Roach, and I am super excited that today we have a good friend of mine. You know what? Let me replace that good. A great friend of mine. He comes all the way to us from NorCal, California. He is, you know, someone that we met probably 5-6 years ago at a GoBundance event. And he's someone that I look up to, someone that I can count on when I have a question, I can lean on him. He's created a company called My Outdesk. He's written a book here recently called Scaling Your Business with My Outdesk Virtual Professionals. Everybody, say hello to the Daniel Ramsey. Welcome, my friend.
Thanks for having me, Adam. I'm like, hey, when you're doing that intro, I'm like, hey, where's the other guy that he's talking about?
Yeah, and like I mentioned in the intro, we met at a GoBundance event. Remember that? Back in the day. And it was fun because I don't know if when you guys see this video, I'm wearing my I Love Recruiting shirt and he's got his Mod Virtual Professional shirt on. This is kind of fun, man. We've built some fun businesses, haven't we?
Yeah, it's been a good ride. And what's happening right now is going to be even better. Like most people are freaking out. And I'm glad Adam and I are here today because I want to reassure you that the most opportunity is right now. And that's what today's call is about.
It is. And you know what? We're going to title this Survive and Thrive. So, you know, want to give us the quick CNN version of Daniel Ramsey. And I want to dive right into Survive and Thrive. So tell us quickly about yourself, the father, the husband, the sexy human being that you are, my friend. Give it to us.
Yeah, sure, man. So I was that kid who started selling candy bars on the school bus. That's what got me into, you know, being an entrepreneur, and started my first real estate company in my early 20s, went through several crashes. In fact, the first crash that I went through was the 2000 bubble, the tech bubble. And I had a job lined up. I was going in for a final interview where they have you sign the paperwork, and it was with Intel Corp. And Intel calls me up literally the day I'm putting the suit on to go into the office. And I'm excited because I'm a 22-year-old kid and I'm about to get a $50,000 a year job, you know, and in my area, that was going to be killer, you know? And they're like, hi, Daniel Ramsey. And I'm like, this is him. And they're like, hey, we have a hiring freeze now. And your job that you thought you were going to have, it's gone. And then fast forward 2007, I had 90% of my revenue go away in a 90-day period, in one quarter. And then you fast forward, you know, you go through 9/11. Well, that sparked a 3-year little mini recession because of 9/11. And now here we are, and we're going through coronavirus, and it's another uncertain time. So just to be clear, everybody that's listening, today we're going to give tips, talk through what your CEO mindset should be, what scripts to use, how to recruit, how to actually go about this changing and fluctuating market.
Yeah, that's going to be great. So thanks for that framework there, buddy. Here's the fun part. We were just having a conversation offline about, so Daniel's business is virtual professionals. My business is recruiting. And as we're looking at this title for this podcast, and we want to make this as direct as possible. We want to give the best 1-2-3 punches of guides to follow. And we want to share with people that our two industries, right? The leverage industry and the recruiting industry specifically, and let's just take real estate as an example, truly are areas that when times get tough, we keep it growing, right? Yeah. We keep these areas growing. So let's dive into some of these areas that we keep growing. So walk us through My Outdesk. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I mean, we help people scale their business with high caliber talent. Like if you have a need in marketing, sales, or admin, like the reality in today's world, you know, everything is virtual today. Literally everything is virtual. You know, Adam, a funny statistic, the Harvard Business Review did a study in 2018 to figure out what percentage of the workforce is actually remote. And it was 5.2%. So 5.2%. Well, right now, the entire country in the US, we're getting a crash course on working remote. Like, yeah, it's 100% happening. Like, we're, you know, 50% of our workforce now is remote, and that happened in the matter of like 5 days. So, you know, we're going through a massive shift, and that massive shift, it can be scary for some, you know? And so our job as CEOs and leaders of our organization is to help our clients through this time, help our people, our employees through this time. And that's what I want to do today. And that's why we're talking.
Yeah. Okay. So let's walk down that path. So what value, when you say that word help, right? What can we offer of value to help our listeners right now that understand that we're in an uncertain time, right? We're in an unknown time. So this is, we just got off a podcast or a webinar with John Maxwell, and he said there's five comments about crisis, right? And the first one he said was, crisis is quite common.
Yeah.
Right. We've been through crisis before. This isn't uncommon, right? So what do you think there are maybe one, two, or three things that we can tell our listeners right now of value and help for them to continue to stay mentally right, correct, right? Mentally.
Well, I think we have to go back to basics. And I think it's you and I both, we like to work out and kind of do physical stuff. And so if you think about a workout routine, when you're off pattern or when something's wrong, you just go back to the basics, pull-ups, sit-ups, you know, push-ups, you know, you just start, you go run for 2 or 3 miles. Like, so in a situation of crisis, you have to go back to the basics, and, you know, you don't need fancy marketing. You don't need fancy sales stuff. Like, I think the first tip is don't forget we're all human. We're going through this very differently. You know, as a nation, everybody's situation is different. Like, I got my wife and 2 kids are here and hanging out, and they're here 100% of the time. Well, what do you tell a 4-year-old they can't come into the room because daddy's working? Like, you know, so just have a little empathy, is number one, and know that your employees and the people on your team, they could be struggling with health concerns, anxiety right now. So when I say take care of your people, like, it's back to the basics. Help them, make sure they're in a routine, make sure that they're taking showers in the morning, you know, and showing up on camera to go to work. Make sure they're getting exercise. I mean, we were on a walk yesterday over the weekend, and I can't tell you the last time I saw the streets as full. Like, families, old people, young people, the bikes are getting ridden, they're coming out of the garages. People are going on walks. People are taking their dogs out. So, I mean, look, there's some challenge in this area, but I think step one is, you know, just back to the fundamental basics for everyday life, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, and again, I'm going to quote some John Maxwell stuff here that he just said, because I thought it was really powerful. He said, crisis is distractions, right? Mm-hmm. So as we're in this new unknown, we're going to keep calling it, it's a distraction. Right.
Yep.
And what he said, though, is traction is the opposite of distraction. As you were just talking, getting back to the basics, right? That's keeping that traction that you had prior to this unknown. Just as you said, the streets were full. Dana and I were out yesterday on our bikes. People were everywhere. They closed the beaches here in Charleston, South Carolina, and there's an area in Mount Pleasant called the Old Village, and there's this bridge that people just go like to hang out on, and they were laying out on the bridge 6 feet apart. So yeah, I mean, they were out and about doing their thing. So what else? So we've gone from getting back to the basics.
Well, so, I think the thing about getting back to the basics is, like, you know, people are human, your employees are human, your clients and customers and your prospects are human. So back to the basics, when I'm calling, before I may have called, try to recruit somebody or sell something, the back to the basics is like, hey man, are you doing okay? I start every conversation with, hey Adam, how are you and your family holding up? What's going on for you guys? What's it like out there? And then pause and just let them tell you, and then you can get into a dialogue around what's going on. You don't know what their situation is. You don't know if they have a family member that's at risk. You don't know if they're nervous. You don't know if they I mean, they could have somebody that's, you know, having challenges. So just stay human. So back to the basics, be a human on the call. This, surprisingly, because of all that distraction that Maxwell was talking about, is probably the best time in history to get somebody on the phone.
Yeah.
All the telemarketers are gone. All the salespeople are nervous and scared. But if you, as a business owner, stay focused and in your lane, so back to the basics, in my opinion, is how are you going to add value to people that you're having conversations with? So step one, getting back to the basics, is just be a human. Don't ask somebody, hey, you thinking of buying and selling? You know, I got an email from my dealership saying, hey, are you interested in selling your truck right now? I'm like, hell no. I haven't driven my truck in 2 weeks. You know, like, why would I buy a new truck right now? So don't be salesy, be relational, call people, find out what's going on. Number two, remember, our job as business owners is to add value. We get paid to solve problems and add value for people. That's it. That's why we get paid. So in our world, because we've had, you know, we have 1,300 people who are remote. We're a pretty large company, and we've been remote for, you know, a long time, 13 years. We've done this probably unscathed. I mean, we've made this transition, other than me coming home to work home, like that was hard. We've done this really relatively unscathed. In fact, on Friday, I wanted to know what our productivity was, and we had a 99.99 show up ratio.
Wow. Like,
everybody was at work. So that's something that's very, very positive. But we know that not everybody is having a similar situation. So what we did is we put together a landing page for people. If you text MOD to 31996, we basically will send you our free guide of how to go remote, like all the tools you need, how to collaborate. I mean, Adam, you'll laugh at this, because we literally put, how do you tell people that I'll be right back, I need to go potty? You know, like, I have a 4-year-old, so that's the word, you know, potty. So
right.
in our guide, you know, this is the guide to telling a coworker on chat or a group that you need a break. I mean, literally you say bio dot, I'll be right back, BRB. Mm-hmm. And then everybody knows if you're unreachable where you are, and that, you know, 5 or 10 or maybe 15 minutes, you'll be right back, you know? So, you know, like, those are things that if you're collaborating with 30 or 40 people, you've never had to even think about.
True. Yeah. Yeah. This is as we keep saying, this is an unknown area. Now, the cool part about what you just said is step number two is to add value to people, right?
Yes.
And I'm going to add a little bit to that. Not only do you add value to people, you add value to your team as well.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So this is something that is, this has to be modeled both on the out and on the inside. So that, again, you are consistently, as maybe the leader of your team, someone that can, again, teach these people that are on the inside how to go do it now into their database, right? And I want to make sure I wrote this down. So it's MOD, text the number 31996. Is that right?
Yeah. So you would text the number, put MOD. Yeah. So 31996, and gotcha. you get a copy of our free going remote guide. It'll take you to a landing page where you kind of enter your information. And what we're offering out to anybody who owns a business or leads a team, we're offering consultations for people to help them go remote. Like, I know that sounds crazy, but simple things like, how does Zoom work? How do I share a file? You know, how do I create a team group kind of task management? Here's another great tip from the Go Remote Guide. You know, when in the morning, I'm checking in with my leaders. Mm-hmm. I'm doing a face video call in the morning, and then in the afternoon, and then at the end of day. Why? Because I want my people to stay productive. In fact, you know, so step one is just be human. Step two is figure out how to, you know, add value to people. Right. But step three is communicate, communicate, communicate. And as a leader, what you have to remember is people want to be on the train that is still heading down the track.
Right.
That's, oh my God. If you could just, you know, cast a little vision for your people, tell them it's going to be okay. You know, even though you know that it might not be okay. I mean, I want to be, you know, don't make promises, but keep that CEO mindset of just being positive, helping them with anything, having empathy, and just communicate.
Right.
This is not the time for you as a leader to be in the back seat delegating down leadership to anyone else.
Right. Yeah. So basically overly communicate, right?
Yeah. In the guy, I say communicate, communicate, communicate. Yeah. Three times, you know, and you know, there's some tools that you need in order to do that. There's some, you know, for my leaders, I said, hey, look, we have a messaging platform for the company with everybody on it. And I'll send videos and messages and have conversations through that with everybody. But you three people, my leaders, if you need me, you need to text me. And if we need to schedule a call, it's going to be through text. So I'm creating channels for people to get to me, regardless of if I'm in front of a screen like I am with you right now. And
right.
So those are some of the things on the guide that, yeah. You know, people can get for free. So adding value to your audience is a massive thing people can do.
Yeah, absolutely. And here was one thing that I'll add to that also is we don't have a crystal ball, right? So we don't really know what's going to happen tomorrow. And it's okay. And this is again from Maxwell, simply because it's just fresh on my mind. He said, uncertainty is okay, right? It's okay in an authentic leadership space to be uncertain. However, people don't want to follow a fuzzy leader, right? And so with that being said, what you're offering right now is literally a step-by-step of how to communicate and how to authentically communicate with people through a system, basically is what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'll say over the years, you have truly helped me think about things in more systematic ways. So, just curious, let's go back to Daniel Ramsey real quick. Where do you think that came from? Where did this neat ability to literally look at something and say, that can be systematized? Where'd that come from?
You know what is cool? So one of the things, we've gotten the opportunity to look at 5,000 businesses.
Mm.
So when we do a consultation, and before your audience is like thinking, oh, if I text Maude, they're going to capture my stuff and follow up and blah, blah, blah. And this go remote consultation, what does that mean? I mean, here's the thing. We've gotten an opportunity to see 5,000 different companies, from their org charts to their systems and processes to their communication process to, you know, their financials. I mean, some of our clients are giving us their lead follow-up like process and reports and the financials, and we're really diving deep into how to serve them and what they need. Because before, you know, like if you talk to any CEO and you say, hey, what's your biggest challenge? It's like finding great talent and keeping great talent. And if they say something different, you're like, well, is he really a CEO?
Right.
And, you know, and so we're in the talent business, which means there's a sacred place of honor that I get to look at all these different businesses. So what I've seen over the years is the businesses who do it right are very systematized.
Yeah.
The businesses that grow, the businesses that get sold and get huge multiples, they're very systematized. And so that's why. And then my own failures as a leader, like, you know, I've gone through four of these. So this is just the fourth one. And every single time I screw something up, or I make a mistake, or I lose a great talent, or I miss an opportunity. And so then I'm the kind of person that like watches and pays attention, and that's it, man. I mean, it's just, I like watching other people win. And when they do, I want to figure out how and why and see if I can incorporate it into our world.
Yeah. You know, it's neat here on I Love Recruiting Podcast. We have an equation that is both forwards and backwards. And that equation is recruiting equals influence equals leadership. Because the other way, leadership equals influence equals recruiting. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that being said, let's take this just a little bit different. Because a lot of your clients, they're going to continue to need to recruit, right? They're going to continue to need to lead you yourself. You're going to continue to need to find talent to help other people get to where they want to go. So let's transition there. So let's transition to the recruiting space specifically for finding talent, right? For how important that is right now, right? Because so many people are pausing. And what I've found, so we have Recruiting Bridge that's going, we have Exceed that is going, we have Chamber Master, Chamber Scout that's going. We have our coaching platforms that are going, that are coaching people on how to recruit. And maybe we'll just chalk this up as the first week of the unknown, right? Well, we're going to leave it at that. However, yes. I have had people call and say, hey, listen, we need to stop. We need to pause. We need to cut our expenses. Like, whoa, let's have a conversation around that. So what would you say to people that are taking our companies and saying, we need to pause. We need to stop.
Well, it's great that you're asking that. I'm not going to say anything. In fact, if somebody answered that question and said, here's what I say, you don't listen. Adam, I'm just going to tell you what I did. What we've done this week in that time of uncertainty is like 10x'd our marketing. Like I literally was on a one-on-one with my Google Ads guy and was like, here's new copy. Here's our new message. I want you to spend more money than you've ever spent. I'm on with my content creation guide. I'm like, hey, let's create this remote guide right now. I had a writer on our team last week who literally put in a 12-hour days to document our internal system and make it generic so we could give it away. Like we have all of this stuff written down. So I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to tell you what we did. I've been in more communication with my people than I've ever been in a 5-day period. I posted more in our internal, chat and social media platforms than I've ever been in. I've had more conversations that are tough with not only our clients, but our internal people. They're just scared and nervous. So my world is, and then you're in the recruitment space, the teams and the companies and the businesses and the individuals who, like Maxwell said, drop and bury their head in the sand and go, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. Those people should be scared because they're going to go away. It's the business people who go, hey, what are the things I can do right now? What's important? What's the message? I mean, another thing that we did is we created a guide for people to recruit in this uncertain time. So we're going to share that with your audience today. So am I going to cut my sales staff? Absolutely not. Am I going to cut my marketing budget? Absolutely not. Am I going to cut the technology that I use in order to organize my database, sphere of influence, and the prospects? Absolutely not. I'm not going to cut any of that stuff. What I'm going to do is I'm going to look for the fat in my business. Like, for instance, we bought a building. So I'm a real estate guy. I bought a commercial office space to go into. And guess what? We were going to do a great TI on it. I mean, we're talking about a great TI. And now that's on pause. The great TI isn't going to happen. We're gonna just paint and carpet and call it a day, and move right in, And, it might be a year or two before we decide to spend a lot of money on that TI. I'm negotiating with my landlords, like, hey, we need to change, I've got tenants, they're not paying, I got to go to my banks and talk to them. So I'm looking at hard expenses that I can cut right now that are fat in my business, not the muscle. And that's the thing that I want your audience to hear. If you had lead generation that you weren't measuring, you got to fire that expense right away. If you had, a brand new car lease that you didn't need, but it was cool and you can get out of it, like, let's get out of it together. If you don't have a line of credit, I'd get a line of credit right away. Apply now before it gets crazy, and if you have equity, get money in your bank, start looking at your annual expenses, if you're listening right now, everyone else is freaking out. Everybody else is worried. And in those moments, that's where all the opportunity lies.
So I love that. So inside of this is totally not relevant to what we're talking about, but it hit me like a ton of bricks when you said this. Inside of GoBundance, we have what's called a GB9. And a GB9 is an exercise that pretty much can kick your butt if you're not careful, especially when we go do these things at higher elevation, right?
Right.
So what you said, though, really made a lot of sense, and I know my listeners just heard that. Cut the fat, not the muscle, right? Right. We work so hard to build the muscle that, sure, you might go into the kitchen and eat a bunch of chips that maybe you shouldn't eat, and you got to pay attention to what you're eating, right? Abs are made in the kitchen, right? Think about that, guys. So you got to think about cutting that fat, not the muscle. So thank you for that. That was great clarity in that space. Because again, in my opinion, now I'm saying this, you don't need to cut either one of us because we are muscle, right? Yeah. We really are we are the people in the space that are going to help them grow the fastest.
Yeah. Right? Well, you know,
in my opinion.
The other thing that I'm telling people is like, look, with your employees, there are opportunities, you know, some of our guys are creating training videos because they never had time to do that. Other people are diving into their database and really cleaning it up. Other people are creating social media like strategies that this is the time to dive into your business and fix all the systematic stuff that you've always wanted to do, but just never had time to. So if you're at home working 5 hours a day and most of the time you're on social media and reading the news, just put a bullet in a gun and shoot yourself because you're going out of business.
Sure.
You are going out of business. If you're at home and you're refining the systems and process in your business, then you're going to win. You know, so that's what this whole book's about is creating systems and process. What's an easy way to document them, how to leverage those systems out and help people really grow and scale. And I see this as an opportunity. We are going to get more clarity in our business right now during this uncertain time than we've ever had during, you know, the uptick and the rise in the economy that's happened over the last 10 years.
Right, exactly. And just so you know, the book he held up was called Scaling Your Business with My Outdesk Virtual Professionals. And to your point, what you just said, at the bottom, the sub, it says how to drive revenue.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. How to drive revenue. And then there's a cool guy's name at the bottom of it. I think it says Daniel Ramsey. That's pretty cool.
There you go. And there's another thing, your dream company. One thing, if you're in the recruiting space right now, I think there's a lot of opportunity. Think about all the independent business people out there who don't have a disaster recovery plan. Mm-hmm. Think about all the independent businesses out there who don't have an item of value to give out to their sphere of influence or their prospects. So we built both of those things. We have a disaster recovery plan that you can get on our website at the blog. If you go to myoutdesk.com/remote, you can actually get our remote guide and also subscribe to our podcast. All of these things, are items of value that we've created for our clients. And I want you guys to do the same thing. So here's an example, local guide. Thank goodness I woke up at 6 a.m. this morning and I took my girls to the donut shop. Guys, in California, I guess donuts are considered essential services. We can still pick up donuts on a Sunday morning. So I took my girls to the donut shop today, but guess what? I called first because I didn't know if they would be open. I don't know. I mean, we haven't been out of our house in 2 weeks, like literally 2 weeks of just being home, right? So we built a local guide for people in Sacramento, California, which is where we are. So here are the restaurants that are open. Here are the gas stations that are open. Here are the public areas that you can go to. Here's where you can take a hike. Here's where to get information from our mayor, our governor, our federal government. Like, we built a local guide for our clients so that they could actually take that guide, brand it to themselves, and then give it to their audience.
Genius.
And so these are the things as a business owner in these times of uncertainty, if you're doing it, I can guarantee you your competition isn't, which means you're going to dominate them and take market share from them. And that's what I wish people like that one guy who I won't name names went up on stage and said, because that's the right move.
Right. Yep. It totally is. Okay. And they can get that at myoutdesk.com/remote, right?
Yeah. Yeah. The remote guide's there, plus all those other guides. We've got Surviving the Crash. We've got a great blog that we're going to redo, which we call the 12 D's of real estate. It's like death, divorce, disaster, drug house, all of the places, distressed properties, all the places you can get leads and lists from these distressed areas. But see, our world is most of our clients are real estate, like 80, 85%. We have a bunch of insurance guys, a couple healthcare providers, actually a lot of healthcare providers, but primarily our people are real estate people. So we created guides and content like literally in the last 5 days, dude. I'm like, I've never worked our team harder or been more convicted about the requirements of what leadership is. It's get your message out there, make sure you're adding value to your audience, create items of value. And remember, this is the best time ever because other leaders will be like deers in the headlights.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but before we jumped on here, you had a great script that you were sharing with me that it was one of the broker scripts. And it was pretty much everything that you just said there put into a script. So they can get that at myoutdesk.com/remote as well, right?
Yeah, it's one of, when you register, it's one of our free gifts that we're giving out. But I mean, and it's a simple thing here. If you're recruiting people, the best question to ask is, hey, what's your plan right now for disaster recovery? And they're like, I don't have a disaster recovery plan. And you're like, great, can I share with you what mine is? And maybe we could talk about what our company is doing to make sure that folks like you, number one, are prepared for what's coming and have the tools to able to basically survive during this time and then thrive the moment we're all able to come out of our house, you know?
Right. Yep, absolutely. And just for the listeners to know too, so Daniel and I are working on a collaborative way how his virtual professionals can work through a Recruiting Bridge platform or an Exceed platform with that script right there. And to turn the lists into leads, right?
That's right. Well, that's the other thing is we've got a lot of experience with prospecting. Mm-hmm. And as do you, I love what you do. You coach people how to recruit. And I think that's such a big piece of how you drive revenue for a business, right? Business leaders are casting vision, taking care of their people and trying to grow their, like you say, influence, right?
Right.
And you do that by creating more and more opportunity for others. So don't forget, that's why at the beginning we said it's going back to the basics, right? Mm-hmm. Don't forget the basics of human interaction is what can you do for me? How can you help me? And do I trust you?
Yep.
You know, and do I trust that you actually care about me and who's in my world? So I had one guy call me last week. He's like, hey, I want to touch base with you. I'm like, okay. And I'm like, my day's kind of wild. What's up? You know? And he's like, well, I just want to talk. And he's like, well, what can I do for you? And I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm this is the wildest week of my business career. What can you do for me? I don't need anything. I need to work right now. You know, be careful. Don't go out there with some bogus ass offer to help. Cause that's not what people, you know, people don't want. If I called you, Adam, and said, hey, how can I help you? You're like, you're in Sacramento. I'm freaking in Charleston. What are you talking about? Help. You can't get me groceries. You can't go to the store for me. You can't deliver medical supplies if I needed it. What are you talking? Are you trying to get something from me? And so be human,
right?
Be human.
Love that.
Care about the people on the other end. Have your items of value ready and realize, you know, right now, probably nobody's going to be talking about jumping ship. I mean, right now you're just touching base with people and you're packing your pipeline because if everybody's right and we go straight down to the bottom and then straight back up to where we were before, you want to be the guy that's done all the work towards the bottom.
Right.
So that you grab all those people towards the top.
Hmm. Hope you guys all wrote that down. That was powerful, my friend. That was really, really good. Okay. So we're going to end up here. So, I want to go back and I want to share with the listeners what action items they should do. Here's the deliverables. Go text 31996 MOD, MOD. So that's 31996. And then also go to myoutdesk.com/remote and go get all the freemiums, right? Go get all that free stuff.
Yeah. And we purposely, this is the other thing, we purposely made them, if you go and you decide to register and you download some stuff or you look at our blog, most of our, normally when we do a what's called a lead magnet where we're getting some stuff, giving some stuff away, mm-hmm. we make them branded to us.
Okay.
Everything that I talked about, we branded it so that you could take it into a Word document, take our branding off of it, put your branding on it, and then give it to your audience. So we didn't, none of the stuff that we're talking about creating was to help our business grow. Because again, you asked, what do you say to people? I do what I'm doing, add yeah. value to people, give them tools, connect with them, be human. And everybody that does that in this time is going to be remembered. People are going to remember you.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, buddy, I've never forgot about you. I remember you all the time, my friend, all the time. Well, gang, this has been a really, really impactful I Love Recruiting podcast. Daniel Ramsey, you've always, man, you've been a mentor of mine for a long, long time. I love you. I'm grateful for you. And I know our listeners just got a ton of value with deliverables as well. So remember, everybody, I Love Recruiting podcast. Our equation is recruiting equals influence equals leadership. And that can go right back the other way because leadership equals influence, which then equals recruiting. So my name is Adam Roach. I am your host with guest Daniel Ramsey from My Outdesk. Daniel, it's been real, my friend. Thanks for being on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You got it.